The Ecumenical Miracle Rosary consists of three sets of prayers, with each set meditating on five of Jesus' miracles. The second set is called the Miraculous Acts. When praying with a group, the devotion is prayed in two parts. I, Dennis, will be praying the leader part, while Coco will be praying the group part. If praying the devotion alone, an individual would pray both parts. I will also be reading the Bible verses to introduce each miracle. Make sure and bring the scripture story to mind, even if you do not read the verse during your prayer time. We begin with the Nicene Creed. Let's put ourselves in the presence of the Lord.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the first miraculous act is Jesus turns water into wine. John 2:1-11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and the disciples had been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside, and he said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, then the cheaper wine, after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This, the first of the miraculous signs Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the second miraculous act is Jesus calms the storm. Luke 8:22-25. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where's your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others, so that they may know you and love you.
And the third miraculous act is Jesus feeds the 5,000. Mark 6:35-44. By this time it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him. "This is a remote place," they said, "and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" "How many loaves do you have?" he said. "Go and see." When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups in hundreds and fifties. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the fourth miraculous act is Jesus walks on water. John 6, 16 through 21. When evening came, the disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3 to 4, 5.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And the final miraculous act is the withered fig tree. Matthew 21, 19 through 22. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourselves into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Sweet Jesus, I love you with all my heart and all my soul.
Help me to serve my family and everyone else I meet today.
Oh, my Lord, I know that you're always with me. Help me to obey your commandments.
And lead me to share my faith with others so that they may know you and love you.
And we conclude with the Jesus Prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy upon me, a sinner.